I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Man, I know y'all been waiting for one. I know people are always asking, when's the next Dre Day? When's the next Dre Day? Well, it's here.
Today is Dre Day.
It's here. It is. We have one more game before the regular season, and we got a few more series before the matchup everybody wants or expects is Warriors against Cleveland. But the beef is real because RJ keep taking shots. Like, he keep taking shots. Now he's saying, like, we should go to sleep. You can go to sleep to Dre Day, and it's like NPR. I'm gonna let you finish.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know why to hate. Like, RJ, he's doing. I mean, he's capitalizing on being on a good team. You know, trying to set up his life after basketball because that's pretty much over. You know, he's about 4 years too late from someone really wanting to hear what he has to say. You know, he hasn't been relevant and. RJ probably should have been doing this podcast when he was here, my rookie year, on his way out the league, not doing this now. No one wants to hear what Richard Jefferson has to say. So, you know, I mean, essentially you're just listening to two retired players doing a podcast, which you can find anywhere. So, you know, RJ, welcome to Dre Day. You know, you're always invited as a guest, you know, And you'll get listeners. You'll get a lot of listeners that want to hear what relevant players has to say. But, you know, as far as y'all go, I mean, there's a lot of retired guys with podcasts. And y'all just happen to be two more that's doing it. So, welcome. Dre Day. Let's get it.
Dre Day, we in this thing. So, I'm looking forward to their shot. I don't think they're going to stop. So, we're going to need to keep lighting. You're going to need to keep lighting them up.
That's fine. You know, they don't. I mean, listen, I can do this all day. I enjoy doing this. Like I said, RJ's doing this for a platform after basketball that's looming right above his head. It's like a cloud in a cartoon just sitting right above the head floating around, and you're waiting on it to, like, pour down rain. That's what he's doing. I'm doing this for fun. I like to talk. You know, I like talking about these events that we talk about. I like having fun. And so that's why I do this. I'm not really looking for the career after basketball, which RJ's chasing in his next year. So, hey, come on as a guest, though. You know, you could be the first guest on Dre Day since y'all chasing every guest on the Cleveland Cavaliers.
I'm cool with that. Nah, we can't be the first guest. Come on.
All right, we got to go bigger than RJ.
We got a deal. We got a deal.
We do. We're going way bigger than RJ when we have a guest. So, RJ, yeah, no.
So, are you flying United ever again?
I mean, I'm not going to say I'm not flying United ever again.
Depends on how cheap the price is. Don't front.
But what happened
on United?
If you
give me a good flight, I'm on United. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, I'm never going to say I'm not flying United again. But what happened? What took place on United was a bit crazy. I mean, there's always two sides to a story, and like, there's been bits and pieces, you know. Leaking out here and there, and this guy had this story and the airline story. You know, there's actually three sides to the story. There's his story, there's their story,
and then there's the truth, baby.
I don't know the truth. So I can't really go at it from a logistics standpoint other than what I believe from what I've heard. And if it's true that he didn't want to, like, no one took their offers and then they just picked someone to get up, that's not right. Like, you... Y'all oversold the plane. Y'all figure out how to get the workers where they need to go, if that's the story.
Kick people off so your employees could get on.
Like, that doesn't even make sense. These are paying customers. And so I don't really understand that. And, you know, then I look at it also and say, there were police officers right there. At any point, this police officer, if this guy won't get off the plane, they can just say, okay, you're under arrest. And you don't necessarily have to be arresting him, but that would make him stand up and get him off the plane.
there should be some kind of strategy other than what they did.
Something. Or even if you get this man on the floor, you can even roll him over on his stomach and handcuff him and walk him off the plane. There were so many other things that you could have done rather than dragging this man.
Man, like a straight pig at a luau, right?
While he yelled. Like, there was many other things to do than just dragging this man down the aisle of a plane. Like, I mean, I know that flight, whenever it took off, was weird. Because a man had just been drug off a plane.
And he was back on that bad boy, busted like, up and everything.
Like, I just can't believe, you know, that they were drag. If they saw you drag a dog like that, you go to jail.
No question.
Like.
No question at all.
100%.
A dog like that is all bad.
And so.
You can't work again. Like, you're like, done.
You're done. You can't drag a dog off the plane like that. And so to actually drag a human off the plane like that and, like, what's going to happen? Something has to happen. I mean, that's discount me some flights for what y'all did to that man, but also give him free flights for the rest of his life.
That's the part that really stands out to me. Like, that was really sad. I was shocked to see it. I'm trying to figure out, how does a plane full of people turn down an $800 voucher? Am I that broke where I'm like, 800, man, I'll take a next flight, 800 in a hotel? Nobody raised their hand?
Yeah,
are you serious right now?
I might
have done it for four. You talking eight. I'm on that, Jack. That's two flights. Me and my wife going somewhere off $800 voucher.
Hey, man, I've actually been offered around that or maybe a little more to take another flight, and I pondered it, but I just wanted to get where I was going.
Yeah,
so
I feel that.
Stay.
Nobody, though?
Nobody.
Nobody. A flight.
That's a flight for the rich people.
Yeah, that's a flight for the rich people. I might take that eight. And then when you think about it, too, what was the computer? Did they have a random, like, check? They said, we're going to randomly select by computer. So that means that whole software is already in place? Like, how did that work?
I think
they shot dice.
Craps. You crapped out, bro. No, It's just crazy.
It's
just wrong,
it's
though.
It's
like,
crazy.
This man bought his ticket and actually was on the flight. Yeah. It's even one thing if you stop some people at the gate and said, we can't board this flight to someone else. Like, the man was boarded in his seat.
He was on the flight. He chilling. Like, he ready.
Ready to go. And, like, I just don't understand that. You just can't pull people off the plane. If nobody agrees to get off, then you have to figure something else out as a company. And then news came out after that, you know, this guy was a doctor and he was trying to get this patient. Of course, when things like that happen, you know, someone's always going to dig up some dirt. And from what I read today, one of them, what I read was that the guy had a checkered past where he had lost his license for something that he did as a doctor for 10 years. And so then people were making the case, well, if you know you have that past, then you should just get up. I completely disagree. Like, regardless of what his past is, what he had done in the past, because he don't want to leave his seat on what that he purchased on a plane to get back to work, because that does not make him wrong because of what he did in the past, because he don't want to leave his seat. So
everybody a judge, though. You know, like,
yeah.
How are you going to? So unless they said, man, get out of this seat because you have a checkered past and you've done this in your past, like, why is that even relevant? It doesn't even matter.
It doesn't matter.
And, you know, this tendency to try to, like, take a victim and figure out the qualifications or whatever, if that's really the case, then who can ever be a victim?
Absolutely.
Because everybody got something. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got some kind of past. That whole situation is just weird. You know, airlines are shady anyway. Like, they never are held accountable. Right? They get to do whatever they want because we got to fly.
Yeah.
But really what I'm interested in is, did you really, like, they offered you a G or something?
Yeah.
Where the heck would you go? Is this to Paris?
No.
And you turned it down?
I did. I was ready to go. I can't even remember where I was or where I was going. But wherever I was headed and wherever I was leaving. See, I can be in Cabo. The day that I know I have to leave, get me out of there. Like, I'm ready to go. You know, and I love Cabo. Like, absolutely love it. And so if I'm there, like, I'm gonna enjoy it. But the day that it's time to go and I'm like, all right, I know I'm leaving today, I'm ready to go. And so for me, like sitting in the airport and I'm like, all right, I'm about to get on a flight and you come offer me some money to stay, like I'm already, my mind is set on leaving there. So just give me
Has it always been that way, or did like the NBA life of charter?
No, I've always been that way. Like when it's time for me to go, whether I'm in paradise and I'm having an amazing time, once it's time for me to go, like, all right, well, I know it's my time to go. Let's go.
Something, like, something wrong with you, brother, because I'm like, man, do we got to go? Yeah. Is it one more day? Can we say?
No, there are times.
That's because you got something else to do, though, probably.
Absolutely. Yeah. Or but there are times where I'm somewhere and I'm supposed to leave and like I'm like, yeah, I'm going to leave tomorrow. But as far as going to the airport and about to leave, nah.
You take, or do you prefer early flights, like first thing in the morning, or you afternoon?
Either. I like early in the morning from here to Detroit when I'm going home, back to Michigan.
Yeah.
I'll do a 6 a.m. flight that gets in at 2. I still got the rest of the day. Otherwise, I'd rather do a red eye where I take off at 11 p.m., I sleep on the plane. I land at 6:30. By the time I get to East Lansing or Saginaw, it's 8:30, and I just go on about the day, you know. But for me, I'd rather when I'm going west to east, then I like to do red eyes. When I'm coming back from the East Coast to the West Coast, I like to do like the 8 p.m. or 10 p.m. flight. That way, I'll get back at 10 p.m. here or 8 p.m. and you know you pretty much get ready to shut the day down and start the next day.
I like that first one, man. Get me on the first thing smoking, man. I need to get out of here. Mostly because if I don't, my wife be like, why you staying so long? What you trying to say? you don't want to come home?
Yeah.
I need to enjoy some of these middle afternoon flights. Because I'm on the 6 a.m. first thing smoking. My favorite My favorite segment on this is explain yourself. And what you caused a bit today of news. First off, we got beef because you caused the news outside of Dre Day. Like, stop that. Like, that's why we're here. But you went in on the Raiders. You went in on the Raiders leaving Oakland, going to Las Vegas, and you are saying that if you was a Raider fan, you wouldn't buy a ticket. So now the retort to that was, why you didn't say that about the Warriors? Because they moved to San Francisco. So Draymond, explain yourself.
Well, number one, the one thing the Warriors did do was bring a championship to Oakland. The Raiders has not done that
since 70.
What, 76?
76, probably.
Something like that. Which was kind of around the same time that the Warriors had last brought a championship this way. So, looking at that, the Raiders went from 2001. They went from 2001 to 2017. They probably won 17 games total.
02 was when they went to the Super Bowl.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's 02.
So since 02, it's been.
And then they won 17 games in
this was their first year finishing above 500 since 02.
And so, yet, you know, Oko still sells out, you know. Day basis, whatever it is, whenever they have games, they always sell out. The fans are always loyal. It's one of the loudest places you're going to go play. Fans have stuck with them through the thin, and then all of a sudden you give them a winning season. Oh, by the way, with your winning season, we out. I mean, I just think that's a bit much. Secondly, Oakland. The Raiders fan base, like, don't get me wrong, the Warriors have a great fan base. But the Raiders fan base is, like, one of those fan bases where you just don't change that. Like, it's one of the top 10 fan bases in all of sports.
I mean, they paint their faces and put on, like, shoulder pads with spikes on them.
I'm saying, like, it's one of the top fan bases in all of sports, not just, like, football. In all of sports, when you start rating fan bases, the Oakland Raiders fan base is right up there with some of the tops in all of sports. And so I don't know if you just up and leave that. You know, that's like the Cowboys leaving Dallas, you know. It's like the Celtics leaving Boston. Like, there's just certain fan bases where you just don't touch that. Now, a lot of people said, oh, well, why he ain't say that about the
Why he ain't say about the Warriors who leave in Oakland?
Francisco. Well, number one, you're moving 15 minutes away. Number one, you're still in the Bay Area. A lot of the fans who come to the games now at Oracle are from San Francisco for numerous reasons, which isn't really for me to get into, but a lot of the fans are from San Francisco. However, you're moving 15, 20 minutes away. And if you heard in my interview, I specifically said now if the Raiders were moving to, like, Fremont, you know, or
Levi.
You know, like, nobody would be complaining. Like, if they were moving within 20 minutes, you know, or 30 minutes or whatever, no one would be complaining like that. Now, obviously, someone's going to always complain about something. Like, there's always everyone will never be happy. Like, you can't make everyone happy. With that being said, no, like, you wouldn't have the kickback that they've had from leaving and going to Las Vegas. Like, who wants – I tell you, if I go to Vegas, I don't want to go see a football game. That's just me personally. Like, if I'm going to go to Vegas.
I wonder what Draymond wants to see in Vegas.
The last thing I want to see is a football game. Well, like, well, I'm going to spend my Sunday afternoon in Vegas at a football game. No, I'll go to a pool party. So, I just don't understand
pool, it. Pool party on Sunday? Yeah,
I don't understand how the local marketing is going to work out when everything is casinos. You know, I just don't. I think it's a lot of problems. Number one, you're putting, like, a team in Las Vegas.
Like, you asking for your players to get end up on the police blotters.
All-Star Weekend in Las Vegas was
absurd. I will never, yeah.
You're going to put a team, a football team, in Las Vegas? I just don't think that's the best. But I also feel sorry for the fans of Oakland. You know, I know how loyal they are to the Raiders. As loyal today as they are to us, it's 10 times to the Raiders. And so I feel sorry for them. And like I said, they got two more years, maybe even three here. I would not buy a ticket. You're not going to profit off me, and you're taking my team away from me. So I personally would not spend a day in that stadium.
So some say, you know, like, they are moving 15 minutes away, but that's a significant profit the Warriors are taking out of Oakland, like, just the income tax alone. But, you know, when I heard you say that, I was thinking, I think the people missing the point. I think Draymond is saying something. I think Draymond is saying he disagrees with the Warriors moving to San Francisco. I think that's what you're saying.
I think Oakland is a growing city. I don't think staying in Oakland would have been bad. Like, at the rate this city is growing, from the time that I got here 5 years ago now.
Right.
To where it is today, it's a completely different city. And so this city is one of the fastest growing cities in America. And I wouldn't mind being a part of that. You know, if I was the owner of an organization, like, because you would be a staple of that forever, of that growth in that city. So I wouldn't mind being a part of that if I was, you know, in ownership and looking to it. But I also understand it from the business side also that, you know, there's a lot that the city of San Francisco has to offer.
There's a huge pile of cash over there.
A lot that the city of San Francisco has to offer. So I think if you're staying in Oakland, you're more so betting on the upside, whereas you can kind of move 15 minutes away and with the fan base that you have, your fan base is still going to be very strong because at the end of the day, you are still the only basketball team in the Bay Area, you know. And
you don't worry about the fans being different over there? Have you seen a change in the fans from 2012?
I mean, I think the fan base right now is what it's going to be. Like, I don't think that there would be much change. So I don't see much of it being different with moving.
They might
to
be a little richer. It's going to be a smaller stadium.
Yeah, it'll be a little smaller
tickets
stadium.
Tickets might be a little higher.
Yeah, but
y'all might have a few championships in your pocket. You know, I don't know. It might be. Hey, I'm gonna be in that thing, but
The fans at that point will probably be a little more spoiled than they are right now.
They're a little bit more spoiled.
Which comes with winning.
But you know, you sag nasty, so I already know you prefer Oakland. Oakland.
I love Oakland. Yeah. I love the city of Oakland. You know, it's a great place. I feel right at home in Oakland, that's for sure. So I'm going to enjoy these last, 3 years, 2.5, whatever it is. I'm going to enjoy it. But
as long as the parade in town.
I spend time in San Francisco, too. And San Francisco is a great city. It got a lot to offer, a lot of great food, a lot of things to do. But I do love the city of Oakland.
Yeah, town business.
Much
yeah,
love for Oakland.
I love you, town that. So, hey, guess what I did, Draymond? I wrote a book.
A book?
I wrote a book. So
called The Golden...
Golden, The Miraculous Rise of Steph Curry. First off, I'm an author. Like, that's...
That's a big deal.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I did something today.
Black dude from Oakland.
Straight up. Sobrani Park, 11,500. But one of the things that's kind of, like, gone captive, and I don't think people understand, like, how you and Steph, since 2012, really, but really in earnest, 2014, have kind of been linked in building this franchise. So I know you've seen how over the years people come at Steph and how they treat Steph. And I wrote about it. I explained my reasons why I thought, and you got to read the book if you want to get it. But I know how you view about Steph. Share what you think about Curry and how the other players, especially I think it's a lot of former players too, who have certain feelings. You know, those are really the ones who are like, what is it about Steph that really – just seems to get them.
Number one, looking at Steph, he's not supposed to be able to do what he does. And so that right there alone, it pisses people off, you know. Also,
why though?
He's way more than what everyone expected him to be or ever gave him a shot to be. And I think most people look at it like, oh man, this was a, in quotes, privileged kid growing up. Like, how do he become this? Like, he ain't supposed to become this. He's supposed to be the guy from the hood that never had nothing and had to grind for everything. Like, that's this who's supposed to be. But when you look at Steph's life, like, they had money, but Steph wasn't treated like they had money. You know, he couldn't watch TV till
right.
He was in 11th
grade. He straight had chores.
You know, he had chores. Like, they didn't raise them like they were just these privileged kids, which shows why they got two sons in the NBA and a daughter who's doing great in college. You know, they weren't raised like that. But, you know, people just automatically think that, man, this guy ain't from the hood. Like, he ain't cut like that. He ain't cut from a different cloth. Like, he's supposed to be soft and this, that, and of course Steph light skin, so they want to make him out to be
man,
soft.
Man, people be sleeping on the light skin angle, man.
Yeah, like, and so everybody just wanted to make him out to be this soft jump shooting guy. And he continued to get better and better and better, but the number one thing, whether it's former players, whether it's current players, all those that hates on Steph, and some of them will show you their hand that they hating on them and they don't like them. And then some of them secretly do it. But all of it, you know, all goes back to an old saying. They want to see you do good, but never better than them. And that's what it boils down to.
Ain't that just sheer jealousy?
That's jealousy. But, I mean, how much of this world is built on jealousy?
Right.
So like, that ain't never changing, but it goes back to the old saying, like, I want to see you do real good. They want to see you do extremely good, but they never want to see you do better than them. And he's doing better than a lot of people.
I think that's the part that I just will never get about the NBA fraternity. There's so few of you guys. It seems like all success is good success for everybody, but it just doesn't work out like that. People really are like, nah, man, I should have got that. Or you're getting too much. You had to do less work to get yours than I did. It feels like, especially like when you think about like how the Warriors and Steph has kind of, like the salary cap has jumped with you guys. That means everybody's getting paid more money. right? Like that. Why is that a bad thing? It feels like that should be something a little bit you guys should appreciate about each other. It just it has always been weird to me. But I know you. I remember what was in Seattle, right? You guys went to a Panthers game in Seattle.
Yeah, Panthers and Seahawks.
And didn't somebody said something to Sonya Curry, and you started throwing grapes at him?
That's the only thing I could find to throw. So I looked around. Closest thing was grapes, so I just started throwing grapes. No, they were disrespectful, man. They were so disrespectful, calling her out her name. And, like, I mean, I understand, you know, people can say what they want, but Jesus Christ. Like, if we go around calling people out their name, we're the biggest assholes around. And, you know, we're disrespectful and we're shame on our organization. You know, we're this and we're that. And you don't deserve to be endorsed by this brand. And why would these people want to deal with you? Like, they want to take our whole life away from us. But, yeah, we're supposed to just sit back and not say a word, you know, when someone's completely disrespecting you or a teammate or a mom. Like, it's ridiculous. But, yeah, that was a fun trip to Seattle.
Right. So do you see yourself as Steph's Charles Oakley? Like, you know, man, y'all not going to put your hands on him too much because you got to deal with me.
I don't necessarily say I see myself as Steph's Charles Oakley. I would say I ride for any of my teammates, you know, and obviously Steph is usually the main one that is seen with because everyone just think they can try Steph. Now, at the end of the day, I mean, everybody say, oh, he can fight his own battle. Yeah, he can, but he not. Not if I'm right there. So he ain't got to, and it'll never be that way. That's how I'm rolling. So I don't, I don't roll like that. You one of my guys, I'm riding with you. And that's how we gonna roll. Like, you just not gonna go at my guy. I don't roll like that.
But Steph always trying to fight anyway. He didn't try to fight Roy Hibbert, Trevor Reza.
Hey, Roy Hibbert threw Steph down so
bad,
man.
That was so funny. Dude, it was like a napkin. He was like, get this napkin off.
By the way, David West was on that team too, man.
That's right, he was, huh?
Yes, D. West was on that team. He with us now, though, so.
And that was a...
What's up, Roy Hibbert? What you trying to do? Roy
I remember those days.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
So, We got to talk about this because April 7th, it was supposed to go down. Last podcast, we talked about how we were ready for this. And then, you know, it's April 11th, and I don't have an album yet.
Damn.
We do have a cover, though.
Yeah.
Now, look, that cover.
Damn. Man. You come with that cover, that Kendrick.
That cover.
This
Kendrick better light. Man, this better be a classic.
This out. You come with a cover with just your face looking down that got in bold, big red letters that say, damn.
With a white tee looking like he loaded.
Listen, this album better be one of the best ever. Now, in saying that, the first two songs he done dropped off the album with Humble and The Heartbeat, Part 4, if he gonna stand along those lines on this album,
that's the cold part about it, though. You get them two. Now you got us waiting.
Listen, if he stay along those lines, damn is right.
Yeah, so it's
because them two songs, he going. Like, he rapping. He going in. You know what I'm saying? Like, the last album, it was like either you like it or you don't. You know,
but man, you only like it if you want to be, like, pretentious about music.
Yeah, like, it wasn't one of those albums where I'm just like, yo, I got to hear that Kendrick. But these last, the first Kendrick's album, what was it, Compton? No, it wasn't called Compton. What was it called?
What was Kendrick's first album?
Mad City. It was Good Kid, Mad City. Yeah. That album, straight heat. And then the next one, I ain't really like that. You know, How to Catch a Butterfly, I think it was.
To pick a butterfly,
something like that.
I mean, I can get on my musical high horse. I liked it. I thought it was lyrically savvy. I thought the live music elements really catered to a modern disposition.
It wasn't for me. But these two songs,
I can break it down though.
Now, these two songs is the Kendrick I like, and if he continue along that wave on this album, I think I'm gonna say one word.
Damn. I'm a little disappointed though, man. I'm looking at the track list and you got two features. It's Rihanna and U2. Now I know, you know, J. Cole got the whole no features
thing. J. Cole album no features.
I know, but I like features. I like collaborations. I like versatility and, you know, just variety on the album. Like, I hope this is not a thing where you limit a feature. I got it. I give you seven songs to the face. Where you just go in.
Listen, Khaled got Grateful coming. You're going to get a lot of features right? on Grateful.
Yeah, it could get all.
Did Drake vocals features. Come in yet?
It's going to be all
you're
features.
You're going to get a lot of features with Khaled. So you're going to get your features. But with this album with Kendrick, he wasn't feeling the features. You know, nah, he's going on his own thing. I hope. But he dropped Heartbeat 4, and I was looking forward to April 7th. And I felt like he told me April 7th. Damn,
he told you April 7th.
But he never said April 7th, I'm dropping my album. He just said, y'all got till April 7th to get your shit together. Okay, so understandable. You know, I assumed that the album was coming. So when I didn't get the album on April 7th, you know, I was a little hurt about that. And then so I kept asking around, like, all right, maybe I just missed it. Like, I ain't been on iTunes. Like, did Kendrick album come out yet? Everybody like, nah. So He's a genius, though. He's a lyrical genius. So it was definitely.
But every day he waits, it's got to be more fire.
Yeah.
Because if he come out on the 14th, he'd be like, nah, I'm at the 21st.
But once again, if it's anything like those last two, I understand.
Yeah. I just want more features. Give me more features, Kendrick. I guess it's too late. So let's get a money or broke. We haven't done that in a while. Let's get a money or broke going.
Let's do it.
Money or broke. Romo suiting up for the Mavs.
Broke.
Man, he nice though.
Can he play in the NBA game?
Well, he about to, right?
They gonna put him in the game?
I'm sure.
He signed a 10-day?
No, he signed a 1-day. He probably signed.
You know what? I'm going to have to go money on this. And I tell you, I was about to completely contradict myself. I just ain't got Romo legend status, so I can't hate. I suited up at Michigan State for 1 day for a spring
game.
Man,
I was going to get you.
And so to say Romo can't suit up in the NBA game, my legend just ain't like his, so I can't hate. I'm money. I'm rocking with you, Romo.
Nah,
I hope you get a bucket, too.
I'm broke.
I got jammed up out there.
I'm broke. It's broke. Because he – nah, come on, man. You making a mockery out of the 15 roster spots. You making a mockery.
They like, going home tomorrow.
They going.
So.
The Warriors did this years ago. They had Mark Curry, the comedian, sign a 10-day.
Really?
Yeah, he signed a 10-day and played for the Warriors. It was terrible. But it was like a marketing employee. And they were a laughing stock. I think the Mavericks are above this.
No,
like,
I mean, they're.
I think the Mavericks are above this.
They definitely have a great organization, and you know they won a championship. What, in the last 5 years, I think, or about 6 years in 2011, right?
Yep, 2011.
And so you know they do. You know they're definitely a great organization, but you gotta give. I respect them paying homage to, you know, one of their Dallas legends. That's what's up.
Man, why him?
Who else should have been? He great friends with Mark Cuban, right?
I don't know. It could be. I mean, come on, man. It's plenty of Dallas legends.
Jerry Jones is like Romo's best friend.
Put Michael Irvin on the bench.
But Jerry Jones is Romo's best friend, so Jerry Jones probably
Jerry Jones
cool
probably made a call.
Mark Cuban.
Made a call.
You know.
Hey, but boom. Apparently, though, he can ball. Like, Romo can ball. Karan Butler vouched for him.
I saw a clip of him the other day hooping, and he threw a lob to somebody, and he made a move, and, like, all right, he can, like, playing a rec league, but he ain't hooping like that. Like, come on.
Money or broke? Michael Jordan as the new logo.
Broke.
What?
I'll tell you why. Because the Jumpman is just so famous on his own. Like, do you know how many times I did the Jumpman in my backyard thinking I was Mike? I want to be like Mike, like, as a kid. And then, like, now you're going to make this the NBA. No, you don't mix. Like, Michael Jordan is one of the, if not the first person, to really have their own logo outside of a Nike, outside of, you know, the other brands. To have their own logo. You don't separate, you don't mix that with.
First off, you had to pay Mike a whole lot of money.
A whole lot of money. Like, you don't mix that with another entity. Like, the Jumpman stands alone. And you don't mess that up. Like, the Jumpman is legendary. It'll always be for the rest of the time. The Jumpman will live on. As long as the game of basketball is going, the Jumpman symbol will live on. You don't mix that with a different entity. So I'm going broke. And number two, like, the NBA logo is too big to change it now. Like, it's
but, I think but Jerry West wants it to change.
But they don't acknowledge, like, the fact we know it's Jerry West, but they don't acknowledge the fact that that's Jerry West. Yeah. They say it's a silhouette.
It's a silhouette.
Now, obviously, everybody know that it's based off Jerry West, but they say it's just a silhouette. And so
they gotta. It's time to change it. No, that's it's from. Not. It's that's time to change
no,
it.
No, it's not. That the NBA
it's
is
modern.
The
you
NBA
give me
is
new.
One of the biggest shields in the world. Like, that's one of the biggest logos in the world. You don't just change that.
You it's time to give somebody else to do. Kareem. Ooh. Kareem. Let's get a skyhook. Let's get a skyhook silhouette.
I'm not changing the logo.
Yeah, I'm not.
Like, it's too big.
Yeah, dang. Suck over here. All right. Money or broke? NFL players fined for arm wrestling.
Broke.
Money? You can't be out here arm wrestling. You can't ride on a moped. You can't do activities that endanger you.
Can't walk over a crack on the sidewalk.
No, you can't. But, dude, you arm wrestling with, like, you ask it to turn over your elbow, like, to tear a tendon.
Just sign your life. And then if they tear a tendon, then fine them because they can't perform. But, man.
They're going to miss anyway, right? Yeah.
Like, all right, fine them because they can't perform.
You're going to cut them anyway in the NFL.
But you just going to fine them because they were arm wrestling? Like, come on, man. It's what we doing here?
Like, why are you arm wrestling, bro? Like, everybody can't do everything. If you're playing in the NFL, you can't arm wrestle. I mean, it's pretty simple. You can't ride a motorcycle.
Come on, what? Arm wrestling, really? I mean, that's some intense arm wrestling, though. Them dudes huge, man. I saw James Harrison. He huge.
James Harrison? You arm wrestle James Harrison, you will lose your sockets.
But they're not going against me, though. They're going against other guys that can, you know.
Maybe just don't go against Rocky, you straight.
Man, they find them dudes. I mean, like, they find them for anything, man. Yo, like,
the towel too long.
The wrong
way
you can find.
Jerry Rice used to get fined for his towel being too long.
Yeah, like, come on, man. They find them for anything. Now they want to find them for arm wrestling. Like, was this like charity or anything?
Oh, I think they were just doing it.
It was charity.
It was a charity.
See,
man? That's what they did.
You gonna find guys for doing something for charity. Making money for
if you're gonna find them, no, you gotta give them guaranteed contracts. Like, if you're gonna do that, because you can just cut somebody who get hurt. So you can do whatever you want, and at the risk of that, you're gonna get cut if you get hurt.
That's true.
So you might as well. Like, what's the point if you're not? I'm
not finding a guy for arm rest. Now you can hurt yourself. That's the chance you took, and now all right,
nah,
we need to talk.
You can't be doing stuff like arm wrestling.
Man,
you can't. Nah,
disagree.
That's all bad.
That's broke.
All right, money or broke? Steph's carpool karaoke.
Broke. It's horrible.
All right, so.
horrible. What are you doing, Steph? I broke.
Are you disagreeing with America right now?
Yes.
Everybody loved that.
I didn't. I laughed at it.
Are you?
I didn't really laugh.
Are you better at karaoke than Steph?
No.
He said, no, I don't want to be either.
No, I'm not. Oh, it was terrible.
So hold on. You don't know albums from your daughter's music that you live?
I know a couple Frozen songs.
He said, I ain't gonna be singing them in the car with another dude.
No, I know a couple Frozen songs, but I don't, like, no.
Man, that's money, dude. That's money. That's money fatherhood right there. Now, I don't know if I would do it, like, publicly.
So, because you... All right, let's put this out. I think Steph is an amazing father, by the way. Like, he... He is literally like an amazing. That's another reason people hate Steph, by the way, too. He's like a model citizen. Like, he does everything
do
right.
Do nothing wrong.
He does everything right. He's an amazing father, though.
Steph hate that he do everything right.
No, he's an incredible person. Like, he's one of the best. People always ask me, like, how is Steph Curry? And I tell him, you, like, picture a model citizen. Like, what you would build a model citizen, and then there you have it. Like, that's Steph. So, but just because you know a song don't make you a great father. Like, some people know some songs and that don't make
you
a great
father. We judge fathers all the time off superficial stuff like that.
I don't. Like, I'm not judging. Listen, Steph, if you're listening.
You're a great dad, but not because of
not because you know those songs, okay? Like, I think you're an amazing father to Riley and Ryan. Riley is actually one of my best friends, so what's up, Riley? No, she's... Like, he's a great father, but, hey, bro, the song don't make you great.
Hold on. Riley's your best friend?
Oh, she's amazing. She's hilarious, too.
Like, when did this happen?
Oh, it been happening.
So you don't do carpool karaoke, but one of your best friends is Riley. So what do y'all do?
That's just my best friend when I see
y'all just straight hanging, huh?
She speaks
she's
to me.
She's way older than her age, She's mature.
She came to my daughter's birthday party, and I had, like, the best time, like, laughing at her. She loved popcorn like Steph. She saw some popcorn and would not stop eating it. Like, I asked her, where was Steph at? She said, he's at Chick-fil-A. Like, how do you know Steph loved Chick-fil-A like that at four? Like, she's amazing. She's hilarious.
So she's nobody's safe, right? She will get.
No, she's hilarious. She's amazing though.
That's what's up. All right, before we go out of here, we got to talk a little bit of postseason. You got one game left. How is this year is it different? I feel like when I watch you guys, I feel like you've got your championship skin. Like, you guys know regular season. All right. How does this switch flip now? Because you here, and I know y'all been waiting for redemption.
Yeah, I mean, you go through this whole season, and you're definitely ready for the playoffs, you know.
I've been ready for like a month.
I've been ready for the playoffs. And then, you know, you're playing these games right now where it's kind of – they're not pointless because you're still trying to brush up on things and, you know, use it as a tune-up, but you're really playing for nothing. And so nothing in particular, I should say, you know, whether it's a – record or, you know, you're trying to clinch something or something of that nature. Like,
is that a relief this year, though, that you're not?
I mean, it's a relief that we're not chasing 73. 100% definitely a relief, but it's harder to find motivation.
Yeah.
You know, and that being one of the biggest things in basketball, you got to be motivated, you got to be ready to go, you know, you got to be locked in or it just don't work out, you know, like, that's tough. However, I think we've done a great job at it. You know, great job under the circumstances. But definitely ready for the playoffs, man. It just gets to a point where the regular season becomes repetitive, you know, and you're ready to get – the playoffs is a completely different season. It's a completely different intensity. It's a different game. And so you look forward to that, you know, and trying to reach the mountaintop again. So, you know, Portland – definitely tough. You know, Dame coming off 59 within the last few days here. Going to be riding sky high. There are a few uncertainties with Portland on whether Nurkic will be playing. Like, which team are you going to see? Because with Nurkic out there, they're a completely different team.
Different, yeah.
You know, so.
Do you want him? Like, you want that?
I mean, I don't really care who's out there on the floor. You know, it changes the game plan a bit. But, you know, we got to come out and play our best. You know, I always say if we play our best, we win. Period. You know, we play the best we can play and another team play the best they can play. I think we win that game. So it's about us and, you know, focusing on the things that we need to focus on, taking care of all the little details and locking in, you know, trying to stop their main two guys is what makes everything go in Dame and CJ. And if you can do that, you probably won't stop them. But if you can make things tough on them, you know, you got a better shot at winning. So definitely ready for the playoffs, man. I feel like this season has been long, but it also feels quick. It's weird, you know.
It felt long, man. It felt like forever. Like
it did. It felt a little bit of both, but I'm looking forward to these playoffs like no other.
I'm looking forward because of all the talk about KD and Steph. Y'all laugh at that stuff, huh? Like, like KD said on the podium, I was like, I guess he's not worse with me around.
We used to laugh at it. We don't even talk about it anymore. Like, it used to be funny. At this point, it's like not even worth the thought of even talking about. Like, Kevin Durant makes Steph Curry worse. All right, cool. I read something last night on Bleacher Report where some guy tweeted, the Warriors are going to win 65 games. And they won 65 games in 2015, the year we won the championship. Kevin Durant makes no difference. They're still the same team. What? Like, how could you possibly think that in your right mind? Like, how could you fix your mouth to say that or fix your fingers to tweet that? Like, I just don't understand.
Man, to them, that was 2 + 2 = 4.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta. Addition don't work for
the problem is it's an algebra problem, and they apply exactly, they like, apply the addition.
Addition don't do much for you in calculus.
Yeah, right. That was
like, I mean, sometimes
there's all kind of variables in that. Like, you
sometimes
gotta figure
you
out.
Gotta step outside the box and stop looking at a record. Number one, how many games have guys sat and we like, it don't matter. How many games where it was just like,
where y'all like, was sleepwalking, like this is boring. Like,
oh, and by the way, we lost 5 games soon as Kevin Durant got hurt. Like, that was 5 more wins. Like, I just don't understand people. How could you fix your mouth to say that? It just don't make sense to me.
You know what's a trip, dude? Like, you've made the playoffs every year. And, you know, you I guess it was 4, you 3, you, Steph, and Clay have been together all this time. And then you add KD. This might be like 7 straight years of – postseason, like, you know, there's no reason you guys should be in playoffs every year, but several years of championship running, of making a run for the title, now you got KD in the mix. This is like, are you looking at this like, man, this is a big stretch. We about to do this for a long time.
You know, that's definitely how you want to look at it, you know, and say, man, we can be good for a very long time, but you also got to know that you have to take advantage of your moments. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's not a guarantee everybody's going to be healthy every year.
Yeah.
You know, there's not a guarantee of so many things. There's not a guarantee other teams aren't going to get better, you know. There's not a guarantee you just don't have it in the series and you lose early. Like, all that stuff happened. Now, it's funny because when you look at organizations over the last 20 years, the model organization is the Spurs. Their championships equal out to one championship every 4 years over the last 20 years. And we all say they great.
Yeah.
But yet, you know, people look and say, oh, man, they lost last year. They're not that good. Like, all right, 1 out of 2 years, we're still on track. And so, you know, there's
They've
so many
first
different
They've had first-round exits.
Absolutely. And so you have to understand that over the course of the years, things like that happen. You know, sometimes you just run up to a bad matchup. Sometimes the We Believe team is just clicking and put out right, the number one. See, like, things like that happen all the time. And you have to know that those things come with it. But at the same time, we are looking at this like, man, we can be really good for a long time. But we want to take care of the now. Do all you can now because you never know what the future holds.
Man, so Draymond just predicted that the Warriors will be together for 4 years. Everybody's re-signing. We're out. Dre Day, go buy Golden. The miraculous rise of Steph Curry.
I didn't say that was my prediction. Yeah. But I would love if that was the case.
We're out of here. Dre Day.
Peace, love, and hair grease.